Everyone, welcome to the actual studio. It's the actual garage.
It's the studio.
It's the studio. It's the garagio.
It's the garagio.
It's where
anyone wanted to know.
Let's go in alphabetical order, clockwise, starting with velvet, chocolate, vanilla. Okay, that's good. And then I can hear me.
chocolate.
That's perfect. Yeah. Your voice is just like, seriously, everyone talk like Ryan. Shags, are you here? Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Joe?
That's
perfect. Okay, I hit record a long time ago, as the listener knows. I am playing the Roy Cuff intro right now. You guys can keep talking, but you can't hear what I'm hearing. So I'm going to do the intro, right, where I say, right?
Can you walk us through it?
I'm using my hands to talk. You can't see that, but my co-conspirators can. Everybody's here. I have no idea what I'm saying. Royksop's almost...
Can you walk us through it?
Oh, there it is.
Can you walk us through it?
So the Royksop thing you sent me to record the thing, it's the long one, not the short one. But this is the part where we say
JBC, motherfucker.
Okay, and then it's, yeah. If you, you know, you want to go back and...
Yeah, I do.
No, we're not stopping. I mean, when we're done.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on right now. Has the show started?
Yeah, the show started.
We're recording.
We're recording.
Awesome.
Yeah. That wasn't the worst intro ever, but it was close. Oh. Felt good, though. I liked it. Even though it was terrible. Hi, everybody. So we're going to tell the listener that we've got the five of us here. Mm-hmm. I'm Jason. Joe is my cousin. What's her name again?
It's Laura. It's fine.
It is Laura? Okay.
Do you remember everybody's name, Jason? We've got...
Yeah, I remember the names. I just didn't want to say a name I wasn't allowed to say.
You.
Laura, like, Pauline, like, LP.
Hi.
My wife.
Yeah. And Shags is here.
Hello, everyone.
And Ryan is here.
Hey, everybody.
So now I've named everybody. Let's talk about drugs and alcohol. I am drunk.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not.
That's cool. Well, you know what? This is a special episode.
That's cool.
Well, you are drinking a beer, but I don't know how many you've had. Not many.
I think we should have a couple lined up.
He wasn't counting. That's why he doesn't know. But I don't know either. We're going to talk about drugs and alcohol. Are they really the same thing, though? Because I don't think so.
I think that they are the same thing.
Okay.
I'm not the only person that thinks that.
You might be.
I have to get something out of the way, though. While we're doing a bunch of sound tests and everything, and I know this is not on topic.
That's okay.
But I've got to figure out what super AIDS in the butt means. Everybody was talking with each other.
Yeah.
Jason's sitting there trying to figure out
it
all
is
of the technical
to
stuff.
Drugs and alcohol. Yeah. I mean,
well, you know
one leads to the other,
right?
But I'm just saying, really quick, before we dive into the topic, you girls were having a conversation. I didn't hear anything except I shifted my attention to you, and my wife Laura said, "Well, super AIDS in the butt," and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Hey, pay attention, guys.
Yeah.
So, can you just really quickly explain how did you get to super AIDS in the butt?
We were talking about
what were we talking about?
Super gonorrhea.
Super gonorrhea and
syphilis. Right.
And then I asked out loud a question. Didn't some gangster mobster have it? Ryan quickly responded, it was Capone. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about how I am currently trying to scare my 16-year-old about just saying, like, oh, you only got to get it once. You only got to get it once. And then I believe we started talking about when Laura had her college days.
Yeah.
And we made fun of that.
And we're back to drugs and alcohol.
And if that's where you wanted this to go, that's where it went. And
I think all you have to tell her is it's one teaspoon of superoids in the butt, and it's done.
And
it's
so
over.
That's it. And that's prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Take one dose of super AIDS in the butt and call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the mouth. No, whatever.
Or the nostril.
Wait a minute. Are you saying super AIDS in the butt? You take that by mouth?
No, I'm saying, you know, it works either way.
Oh, super AIDS in the mouth.
Right.
Okay.
So
would they that's how super AIDS is transmitted.
Yeah,
saliva or blood.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a cut in your mouth, body fluid. Possibly you can get super AIDS in the mouth.
Not really saliva.
Are you mansplaining super AIDS in the mouth?
Totally. Yeah. How did that feel?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah, I felt like being on drugs. Mm. The bad kind.
Not a new drug.
I don't think that...
One that don't make you sick. Like Huey, Louie, and the
Newie. We discussed that on the show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that song is so stupid.
It's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Well, why?
It was because he's like... What was the argument? Something about how he's like, okay, the drugs have all these negative side effects. Mm. So I'm comparing one that's... Give me a drug that makes me feel like being with you... That's another negative side effect. He's like, I want one that doesn't have these negative side effects. I want one that makes me feel like being with you. He doesn't say, I want a drug, one that doesn't get me high or make me see dragons, but makes me feel like I'm with you. But that's not what he says. He says, one does make me sick, one makes me feel like I'm with you. Which is, right?
Yeah. He's setting up a bunch of side effects, and then he's like, I'm done with all those side effects. I'm on to you, my new terrible side effect. It's a weird progression of the song.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing, and that's what Huey, Louie, and the Newie is actually all about. He just decided to, one, write a song about drugs because I think it was a perfect time. There's a bunch of coke. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was right in the middle of the 80s.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to write a song about drugs, but I have to be cheesy and, like, overly romantic, and it has to be how I'm in love with you. So how do I do that? Oh, okay, I want a new drug. So he was just like, this is my formula.
Are you sure he just wasn't talking about a new drug that he found?
Yeah, can we...
He wants a new drug that doesn't give you gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, super lades.
I know. Super lades, yeah.
As a quick segue, I mean, we're drugs and alcohol, but just a brief music. Huey Lewis in the news. Why the fuck were they popular? Like, it was like for old people to fuck
to.
It, it wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, they're hot with the kids. It was like an MTV phenomenon that was like, oh, let's have George Harrison like act with animatronics squirrels and shit in a music video. I mean, that's what that period was all this, like, not like edgy new wave. It was like the later 80s where it was like, fuck, Phil Collins is remaking, you know, Motown hits and shit.
Well, are you saying, though, Huey Lewis in the news...
There was still a lot of cocaine.
Yes, I'm saying that there were young people in their 20s on cocaine dancing foolishly in clubs to Huey Lewis in the news. I don't think it was for old people to fuck to at that time. Okay. It is now. Now, it's for old people to fuck to, perhaps.
I guess...
Or get ready to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which... For some, yeah, some of the same.
I mean, he looked like a pounded leather bag back then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like he was like a heartthrob. Sure. I mean,
what? I thought he was a good looking guy.
Listen, if you have an 80s video,
Buster was not on my wall.
Yeah,
it was no Edward Furlong. Okay. No.
If you're gonna make an 80s video, you better have, like, you know, a tall chick with pulled back slick hair playing a guitar and sidestepping. That's all I know.
Oh, the Robert. You know?
Now we're talking about not Robert Plant. That's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Palmer.
Palmer.
Yeah.
I had some of the letters right.
But really, really quick, Robert Palmer, do you remember what he looks like, or just the chicks with the guitars in the background? So clearly he wasn't hot to you.
At
when
all.
You were
not even little. An ounce. I just wanted to be that chick. I was like, how can I do this?
He looks like Willem Dafoe's lucky brother.
Step two.
But look, Huey, Louie, and the Newie in his prime, was he hot?
I think so. Yeah.
But maybe some of his hotness was because of drugs, right? I mean, I think
what
we're saying is that back then there was a lot of drugs. Cocaine was hot. Miami Vice was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the people at MTV were like, these people are so bombed out of their fucking skulls. Let's get a band that we can then later say, see what we did to you? So, go find one. So, well, there's this one guy, he's pretty good, his name's, Huford?
Huey! Let's get him! Definitely!
What's Huey short
get
for?
Huey on board.
What is Huey
Huford
short for?
It's Huford.
He I just don't made know.
Huford Lewis, and they're like, wait a minute. Huey Lewis? Well, he goes by Huford. Huey Lewis in the news? No, what they don't, they sing songs. There's no news. Now, we're calling them Huey Lewis in the news.
That's right.
And all these cocaine addicts are going to love that shit. They're going to dance for hours. We don't have to pay him much because he sucks. And that'll be great. Have him write a song about drugs. Have him do that.
That's what the kids are into.
Kids are into the drugs.
The drugs.
So if cocaine was the 80s drug, What's the now drug?
Adderall.
Cocaine.
Adderall. Cocaine. I think, yeah.
Meth or Adderall.
I really think it depends on where in
Adderall,
the country
you live.
Florida, meth, gators, for yeah. sure. It's happening.
Where there's gators, there's meth.
Yeah.
Where there's mumble rap, there's Xanax.
Oh,
is that how it works?
Wait a minute. You guys haven't heard about the news?
What?
There's, it's, I've seen it three times now. There's meth gators in Florida.
What?
Yes, they're telling people to stop flushing their meth.
What's going
on? I swear to God.
How do they know that the gator's on meth?
I don't know. There's like super AIDS, super meth.
Super
gators.
Meth.
I
gator
don't know.
Meth.
It's happening. I promise you.
An alligator
oh,
on,
my God.
On meth.
Right, correct.
A crystal alligator.
Let's get that.
Crystal Gatorade.
Well, you guys heard about the crocodile, right? It was like a terrible drug they were using to inject themselves. It was like a mixed with something specific.
It's like worse than bath salts.
Yeah.
It dissolves your soul.
Well, it actually eats away at your skin. So I'm holding up an image of...
it's so great working on a audio podcast with
I know.
Nurse.
What are we looking at here?
Crocodile.
Like,
so it's an image of this gentleman's thigh, and it's completely
and it looks
away.
Like somebody threw
yes,
battery
crocodile.
Acid on
well,
his leg.
Well, you see at the outside of the wounds, it actually has like a grayish tinge. Oh. It kind of looks like crocodile skin.
So let's examine this and why. Mm. Why would you take this? What's the... There's got
to
be some benefit to it, right?
To
I mean,
numb.
Some... To get numb?
To be numb. I think
so
that's why
you.
People do that, those sort of drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. People
and,
that want to be high, they want to be high so badly.
Something just stepped out. I mean, for many years, heroin, they called it junk for a reason because it was so cut to the point where there was so much really terrible things in it that they weren't even really doing heroin. It was like a little bit of heroin and then all this other shit. And then people would die and, you know, be rotting teeth, and that was meth.
Yeah.
People get really... It's like... But people don't care because they're so desperate, you know...
Have some sort of
have something.
Substance.
I mean, you hear these stories about people doing, like, these pressure cooks where they, like... They literally make meth in a 2-liter bottle with, like, two things of chemical.
Life is hard.
And they shake it up and, like, they've exploded in Walmart bathrooms trying to do
yeah,
this.
Man.
Because they're stealing the chemicals. They're stealing the 2-liter bottle of soda to make it in. And it's, like... They're trying to do it in the bathroom because that's how desperate they are to just fucking whatever...
Well,
without
hard.
Drug into their
the
body.
Pain thing.
Life is hard.
It's all
yeah.
about the pain.
Yeah.
You
and they think that's the only pain.
That's the only way.
That's the only
that
way.
The only way.
Okay, that begs the question then. Except for the drugs that you guys are already addicted to, what activity in your life, what sensation, what feeling would you risk getting exploded in a Target bathroom for?
Nothing.
So you're in
from
Target.
Walmart to Target.
If you went to Target, you know, that's
okay,
a whole other economic class.
I was reading a book today about how Target is really, really good at knowing what you're going to buy even before you do. And they have algorithms
bastards.
That help them make sure that when they send coupons for baby products to pregnant women, that they make it clear they don't really know that the woman's pregnant. Anyway, Target,
yes.
My question is... You're at Walmart or Target, or maybe you're at, you know, TGY, and there are on the shelf the ingredients for your most precious feeling. So you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom because I can't afford these. It's like 50 cents each. I'm going to go to the bathroom and mix them together. And the smart part of your brain goes, and there's a 5% chance you will explode. Would you do it for a 5%? Because you said no.
No.
Oh.
To explode?
Yeah, there's a 5% chance you'll explode. There's a 95% chance you won't, and you'll get to have that feeling. What is this feeling?
I'm into, like,
not...
the slow death things, you know, like smoking and drinking, but...
I understand the question, I believe.
Okay.
What feeling would you risk getting exploded?
Yeah.
So what feeling of euphoria would you bring back or, like, give to yourself?
Yeah, so, like...
Or what would you risk for that?
Yeah, what risk... That makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get morbid. Okay, bringing...
Well, like, okay, one time I finished reading this book, and it was, like... just everything came together at once. I was like, oh, that's brilliant. I would risk blowing up in a Target bathroom.
To have that feeling.
To have that feeling.
Feeling.
Yeah, that's
5%.
What I'm getting
at. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I do want to hear your morbid thing.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I don't know, like...
An orgasm?
I would... I don't,
it was going to be morbid.
I don't know, like, bring someone dead back, or, like...
Oh, I see.
Or, like, deep, like into summoning, like... So that's where I went, ladies and gentlemen. Next...
Can I go?
Yeah.
Well, here's a feeling that I've never had.
Okay.
But I would risk exploding in a Walmart, Florida bathroom. Yeah. For this. The feeling that I might get seeing a Tyrannosaurus Rex in person, like 20 feet away from me.
That's a good one.
And that, no, there's two. There's...
He left us.
No, no, all right. Okay, now listen to this. Listen to this idea.
Ziggy literally brought the dogs to the yard.
Now wait, guys. Listen to this idea, because I spared no expense.
Yeah.
There's a few different feelings. The feeling of just seeing the Tyrannosaurus Rex live and knowing that you'll be safe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the feeling that maybe you're not safe and it's about to chase you. Some people are into that type of, you know, fear mixed with amazement, you know, risking everything type of feeling.
Yeah. Mm.
So either one of those would be fine. As long as it involves a T-Rex.
Yeah. Well, I think that... Okay.
I'm good.
That's a good one.
Because that feeling would blow away any experience I've had doing drugs, probably.
That is a bad answer.
It would rival any drug experience and maybe top it. So maybe I've had this experience before anyway.
I think that's why people do acid or DMT, right?
What's DMT?
It's like a different type of hallucinogenic drug.
Is it just the deal that, like, if you can get... if you hallucinate, it's got to have a three-letter... Like
LSD, DMT.
LSD, DMT.
What about ayahuasca? Would any of you guys try it?
DMT and ayahuasca.
I hope I'm pronouncing
it correctly. I think they're related.
Like a guide or like
with regard to the experience, I think they're related.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah. Is it? I can't say.
I mean, that's like less a drug than poisoning yourself and getting hallucinations from that.
But apparently you do hallucinate.
Yeah.
You experience derealization.
Like
you separate. You feel separated from reality. Yeah. And many people have spiritual experiences in their neurology. Gets rewired. People are doing this to like actually to be cured of heroin addiction or depression.
Sober up, even. Yeah.
And people use DMT and like salvia for the same reasons.
Ketamine for depression now too.
Yeah, there's studies for that. That ketamine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put yourself in a K hole. Feel better.
Well, it's funny because all the drugs that are abused. Many of them started with some basic medicinal property, you know. Well, ketamine was a horse tranquilizer that people are like, hey, that's for me. I'm a horse.
Well, the thing is, I mean, they're doing these intense, you know, drugs within a very therapeutic environment. So part of it is, I mean, let's be
it's
real, people are doing drugs in order to, like, soothe themselves from some sort of extreme trauma, 90% of the cases. So, you know, they're giving them ketamine or these hallucinogenics and they're, you know, having them sit with therapists or, you know, someone else to help talk about things. I mean, it allows you, lowers your threshold so that you feel more comfortable when you're able to, like...
It's supposed to be contained in a therapeutic setting.
Right. It's not like tripping on the beach, which...
Well, let me tell you, I would not recommend anybody just fucking take a mouthful of ketamine
and
swallow.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Actually, down on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee, where I grew up, this kid took a bunch of K, which is what we called it back
Special
then. And
K,
I tried this once, too.
Okay.
And I thought I was just going insane, and I thought I'd never come back.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It was not fun like LSD can be. It was just, I'm going insane. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's happening around me. We call it going into a K-hole, which I think it's still called.
It's called a K-hole.
K-hole.
Okay. I witnessed one.
You witnessed one?
Yeah.
This kid in Tennessee was walking around through the woods in a K-hole alone.
Oh, my God.
Who knows if he thought he was with people. He probably thought he was, like, just walking through a park
you
know, in public or something. And he walked right off of a cliff and died.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Down on Payne Street.
On Main Street.
Okay, that's an extreme example. But we're talking
That's
about,
not therapeutic, is what I'm saying. Not that's not the right way to do it.
So the problem isn't that there's a 5% chance you're going to explode, because I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll roll the dice, whatever, or 2%, whatever you want to do. As long as we could probably do a study and find out what that number is, right?
Mm.
The average person is willing to die 7% of the time if he can get a blowjob from himself.
I was totally going to say that.
Yeah. But the problem is that feeling of seeing a T-Rex, you're willing to risk some explosion, but are you also going to give up your wife and your house, are you gonna be dirt, are you willing to be dirty all the time, you know, all that other extra stuff. And I think that's the big thing that people who are against drugs are against. They're like, it's not the getting high, it's the everything else, right? Darren and me, if they would just fucking legalize it, everything else would be.
The problem is that addiction gets in your way so much you don't care about those other things anymore. Well, so I think it depends on the drug you're talking about. I mean, like, marijuana is getting legalized everywhere, but you don't lose your fucking house over marijuana.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. You might. I mean, but that's the thing, you know. I mean, we try and operate as we get larger as a system and there's more people. And, you know, California is a little more spaced out. So I come from the East Coast. The tighter you are in a grouping, the more rules there are. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has to understand clearly what the fucking defined behavior is. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, it's like anarchy because everybody's in such close proximity that it's so easy to trip over and intrude upon somebody that you have to have clearly set rules. And that's a big, you know, that's a big thing when you're talking about the legalization and everything else. They have more trouble with it.
In my body, though, I mean, I think they also legalized every single drug,
but that's from like almost a Western state continuous like growth. We don't care. It's all open. It's free.
There should be rules. Like you should drive your car.
No, I love that spirit, but I know why it worked. It does not work elsewhere because where I've come from, it's like. It's
sure
crazy.
It does. There are plenty of, what is it? What's that country? They legalized drugs recently. I want to say Peru, but it's not Peru.
High Peru.
Help me out here.
High Peru. I don't know. You want me to look it up?
That country, whatever it is. What?
Well, and you know.
Guadalupe.
No, what the fuck is the country? They've legalized all drugs. I mean, obviously, there are certain, you know, rules they have around some of the cities. Like,
this is the Netherlands.
No.
Netherlands has been decriminalized. They still are not legal.
God damn it. Help me out here. But they tax that shit, and all the money that, you know, they get from the taxes goes to any type of rehab. Yeah. But there's rules. You can't be walking around the street tripping your balls off. You can't be driving your car. But if you want to do whatever drug you want in your house,
no one's going to.
Well, I think we can all agree on this, though? I think there should at least be a large shift in the direction of addiction to drugs and problems with drug abuse. Those are medical problems.
Yeah.
Right.
And they can be addressed as such.
Yeah.
Throwing somebody in jail.
That's wrong.
That's stupid.
Necessarily going to help. I'm not saying there shouldn't be rules to kind of define some behavior so people don't completely, you know, spin out of control and harm one another, because that can definitely happen with drug addiction. So maybe there should be rules around it, but I think just flat out criminalization, that person has drugs on them. Throw them in jail? I'm glad we're moving away from that.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying for the most part. Actually, I don't agree with any of it, but I do. Here's the thing I was thinking about. You mentioned you can't walk around with your pants down around your ankles. Actually, you said while taking drugs, but that's what happens when I take drugs, my pants and I'm down around my ankles.
Have you done?
Well, all of them. But here's the thing I'm smart now. What I do is before I shoot up, I put on an extra pair of pants. I put them around my ankles somehow. And it works too. Yeah. You would be surprised. I wouldn't be because I've done it so often. But
so you wear like long johns?
No, it's just an extra, it's another pair.
Why do I have this image of you walking around downtown with long johns on?
That's what I'm doing. Well, I'm glad that you switched to a little bit goofier subject.
I'm not.
Yeah, I was getting too serious here. Let's hear about your trips.
No way.
Wait, I just want to say, I hope that we're still friends when we're very old. I hope that we get very old.
Yeah. That's the time to do drugs, man. You're old. Not when you're young and you're damaging your brain.
Right, that's one thing. So maybe if we get old enough, we'll both be like, hey, shouldn't we just do fucking heroin now?
Yeah, dude!
And then, but what I want to see
heroin,
is, all the time, Jason puts on two pairs of pants because he's being preemptive. He's like, I gotta put on two pairs of pants. And what I get to see as we walk to the fucking grocery store, hobbling around old men, is that I get to see one pair of his pants keep
falling
down.
Long John
Jay. Yeah. And then he just pulls them back up and he goes, and he tells the story every time. See why I do that? Is because my pants keep falling down. I don't want my ding dong to fall out.
Is he going
to
sing the old gray mare?
How does he have an accent as he gets older?
I was going to say, he gets a southern accent.
What does Long John Jay sound like?
Old me?
Yeah.
Long John Jay.
I'm supposed to do this now? Well, when there was 15, no, yes, okay,
yeah.
Now we didn't have shoes back then. Oh, we did, but
Jason, pull up your second pair of pants.
Let Jason, me tell, your pants are falling down.
Let me tell you this story. What have you got Jason, to do today, no. Joe? Anyway, let's see. When I was 8 years old, okay, and there we go.
Give me my half of the heroin bag, you old fucking geezer.
I think the best part of this scenario, Joe, is that we go to the grocery store to get heroin.
Yeah.
That's right. No, we're in the grocery Walmart. Store when we decide to do it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Wow.
And blow it up in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right, we have turkey basters.
Isn't there like
put in there?
Like,
but don't share your turkey baster, no. Or you might get super AIDS in the butt.
That's right, kids.
Hey, we're almost at the halfway mark. Do you want to do your ad, or do you want to?
Yeah. Let's do an ad.
Should I do some music to introduce it? Should yes. I? And should I walk you through it? Meta.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Bob. I'm here to talk about something that some would say could arguably affect something that's very important to you. Your health. But I'm not talking about health. I'm talking about smoking the dopes. Well, the whippersnatches call it Mary G. Wanna, or hairy vagina. Pot ganja. Botswana. It's weed I'm smoking over here, for God's sake. Where was I? Marijuana has been shown to help with many different medical conditions, such as back injury, glaucoma, and lung cancer. It can even reduce the risk of a stroke. But who cares? If you're full of shit and just want to get high, tell your doctor you're not feeling well, and he'll give you some weed for no reason today. Winnie the Pooping himself while Christopher's robbing Piglet at gunpoint. I'm so fucked up right now. Tony Danza, naked in public, tackling an old woman into a Christmas tree for calling the police on his penis for a 128th time. Oh, no. I must be stroking one out right now. Call the Gamble Pants. Tigger Pleiades.
Put it through there. There you are.
No.
Oh man, that was so good.
Poor Bob.
You were demented.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We don't know if he's okay.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do if you ever decide to kill me is just do a Stroke and Bob ad, but when you get to the Tony Danza part, make that sentence as long at like 2 minutes long. Because I always stop breathing and just start laughing. And so I would keep laughing as you're like, Tony Danza with his hand in his crotch, you know, whatever his face is. Yeah. So good.
Well, that time, normally Stroke and Bob has a stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a stroke that time or if he just had really good weed.
He said he was stroking one out.
It was both. He wasn't sure. And he would recognize.
Get yourself a man that can do both, ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
What, do both what?
What, jerk off and smoke weed at the same time?
Yeah.
Noise.
We've all had our fair share of pharmaceuticals, and I hope we've all had our fair share of orgasms. What wins? The
orgasm.
Best high you've ever had, or the best orgasm?
Orgasm.
That's easy.
Yeah.
You ever been real, real, real high on drugs and then had a spectacular fucking orgasm that seems to never end? That was just enhanced by the drugs that you were on?
But I know what you're saying.
There
suggests that it would be
better. Orgasms are definitely nice, and there are definitely, lifetime, there have been those few choice ones where it's like, you kill. But I much prefer getting high every day.
You were telling me about this movie once.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on. Not just once. Damn, you were telling me about some movie a lot, many times. But this particular movie, you were talking about... it's a movie where the experience of an orgasm is recorded, almost like in virtual reality. Yeah. So then this guy... put on the experience of some other person's orgasm and then played it on a loop over and over again. Ooh. And so he just went,
I know what the movie is.
Would you ever take it off?
Well, and they found his ass, I think, on the verge of death.
Yeah, just twitching.
Of course, nothing's coming out of his dick anymore. Yeah. He's just in the corner.
Like sawdust?
Good Lord!
Splooging sawdust and dying of an embolism.
So it is like a drug.
Ryan knows what movie this is?
Strange Days?
No. But that is another one where it's put on experience from else's. No, this was, it had Natalie Wood in it. But
anyway, all of our listeners should look up Natalie Wood...
murder.
Virtual reality coming over and over again .com.
So, .com. Does sex addiction exist? Is it the same? Is it the same?
I'm just... I want to know what you guys think.
Well, think about... Okay, so do we think that... the same feeling drugs and alcohol in terms of pursuit are equal to sex addiction or gambling or a lot of things that you would associate with lack of inhibition.
Impulse control. Your definition living of an addiction.
In the I have a 7% chance of blowing myself up life. Like,
right.
People live like that though. They can blow up their whole life. Right. With sex addiction.
That's exactly it. I think you could say anything addiction. It all goes down to what your definition of addiction is. And, you know, I mean,
what I'm saying is like, is it a cop-out? Or, like, are some people more inclined to being like, sorry I got caught. I'm addicted.
You know what? That's interesting. Because, I think people might just use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, I don't really care, and I'm kind of a sociopath, and I'm just going to go cheat on my fucking wife.
Versus
and
then, you get caught. I can't stop myself from doing this to people I actually love and care about.
And you actually feel remorse.
And you don't know what to do.
You're fucking addicted. Yeah. You have no impulse control, and you feel like a son of a bitch.
But that's the thing. It's like a back problem. You can't see it on x-rays.
Right.
Motherfuck.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody's on drugs, they're not necessarily have remorse until, you know, maybe they come to some conclusion.
Yeah.
Even if they continue to do drugs, there's some kind of reckoning where they recognize their behavior has had impact on others.
Sex addicts do that probably the next day. I'm sure there's a lot of shame associated.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As opposed to, you know, somebody who's basically it's like, I just give no shits for you, and I know I can do this, and if you don't leave me, then that just more validates the fact that I shouldn't have respect for you in this sick cycle.
So sorry, guys. I watched, 7 episodes of Cheaters in a row.
What have you learned?
Don't worry. Did it feel better?
Not only did I watch Cheaters, Snoop watched Cheaters.
Of course.
Sean watched Cheaters, and Devin. Mm-hmm. You know those days where, like, the whole family sits on the couch and nobody moves.
That sounds
fun. And they just watch. So usually it's, like, Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, something
that... Bar Rescue?
Bar Rescue. Oh, yes. Love me some John Tapp.
It's where people, like, renovate bars, but I can feel a tangent coming up.
Hold on a second. A large man with a hair plug failure experiment. Screams at people about how he knows how a bar should be run, but usually it's just stop, like, actually clean your shit up because it's gross.
So it's sort of the bar equivalent of a Gordon Ramsay, because I thought what you were going to tell me was that it was people who were being rescued from bars.
Dude, my friend is in there, and he has been drinking for all day, and he's about to hit on his mom's friend.
Oh my god.
And please stop him.
And this all of a sudden,
someone comes in, they rescue him, they like come in, they transport him,
he's about to post a dick pic on Instagram.
Oh my god.
Fucking stun him!
Okay, and also to whoever's listening, this is copyrighted, okay? Okay? Don't feel right.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got Crystal Gator. It's and great. Bar Rescue.
I gotta bring this back because on Cheaters, which you watched for an entire work shift.
That's hilarious.
Did you find it? We kind of boiled it down to some people that are cheaters are actual sex addicts.
Right.
And that's kind of a terrible dilemma to be in. And then there are just
Dick fuckers. And that's why this whole thing just came out of my mouth, and I'm so sorry, and that's why I threw myself under the bus immediately, because I thought the listener should know that I am jaded, and I watched like 8 fucking hours of Cheaters, and right now, I'm like, because I heard several of the men, now there were some women in those 8 hours, but mostly were men being, you know, stalked. And almost all of them said, I have an addiction. Like, no, bitch, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
The camera crew is stalking the Cheaters. Like,
correct.
Yeah, okay.
I can't even believe we're trying to, like, understand the motivations to do drugs when she just admitted to watching 8 hours of Cheaters. Yeah, sorry. Like, because obviously the human race hates itself.
It just happened that it must destroy itself.
I apologize. It's not just you, Shay.
Life is hard. You gotta learn to laugh at yourself and especially others.
Okay. I agree. Do you believe that any of those people genuinely had a sex addiction?
Not even one of them.
They bring it up as an excuse.
I'm like, oh, well, you know what I have. I got a sex addiction. But you know what I do right after that to correct myself and
watch myself? 8 more hours of Cheaters.
Nope. I put it right to the ID channel.
Yes.
I go right to the murders.
Murder, and then
I go right and I figure out that no. Mm-hmm. These are the people that have the addiction. Mm.
The murders? The
serial killers.
Correct.
Well, serial murders. That motherfucker didn't have.
It's all about
you're
the
just
rest.
A cheater. So that's full
circle. I like how after 8 hours of watching Cheaters, Shags is like, I'm losing my faith in humanity. I need to cleanse my palate with straight up murder. Yeah.
Straight up murder, real life.
People murder for sex, people murder for drugs, but usually they murder for the money part of drugs, not just the drug itself. Like, is there any feeling? I already asked you if you'd be willing to explode. So now, what feeling can you describe that you'd be willing to kill for? I mean, I'm sure the answer is probably
like, kill someone who deserved it.
It is not a protection of value. It is not a protection of asset. It is purely, would you kill somebody for a specific feeling?
Feeling. Wow. Would you?
I think we can always. No. I wouldn't. No. Because the feeling would be ruined. I mean, there I am in the throes of that time. Katy Perry said hi.
Yeah. Oh.
That's all she said was hi. Turns out it's the guy behind me, but whatever. I lived it for a second.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm feeling that whole second, I'm like, but I killed someone. So, I never actually said hi to Katy Perry. You guys know that, right? But I was gym-stalked.
Considering you're bringing up murder in the same conversation as Katy Perry, it's probably a good idea.
I have done that before, and I'm having an incredible sense of deja vu right now. Mm.
You were gym-stalked by whom?
Yeah, see, I've never met Katy Perry, but I was gym-stalked by Sporty Spice.
What?
Yeah. Mother, really? You don't know who Sporty Spice is?
I know what Sporty Spice is.
I mean, we know what that is.
Gym stock, I just made it up. It means, you know, every time I looked to my right or left, there was Sporty Spice working out. And I would, like, run away scared. Like,
understood. She was socking you in the gym.
Wait, you mean the real Sporty Spice?
Yeah, real Sporty Spice. It was in the same gym.
Oh, shit.
I saw her. I was like, okay, don't bug her. She's a celebrity. She's probably tired of that
crap.
How
was her butt?
Amazing.
Yeah.
She was wearing the most drab, like, just overlarge sweatshirt in a really weird color and just big old puffy.
She at the gym? She's there to get down.
Yeah. And her hair was super back in a bun. She had no makeup up on, so no whatsoever. And I've told this to Joe. She was
fully Sporty Spice.
She was the most beautiful human being I had ever seen. Like, there was a reason why she was famous. And yeah, she's got talent. I completely acknowledge that, but goddamn, she was hot.
And you thought she was stalking you?
No. So what?
Were you on drugs?
I should have been. Every time I looked around, there she was, and I ran off thinking, "Don't let her think you're following her around." So she just—I
had to get away from her.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I know I've told that story before, but
yeah, I think I've heard that one.
But then I was getting ready to leave. I was tying my shoes or something, and I see these two gym dudes, right, dudes.
Dizzy
talking to her, and she's got this look on her face like, gotta be nice to the fans.
Yeah.
You know. But then they finish whatever they're saying and they walked away. I'm watching all this right now. I'm ogling. And they walk away, and then she rolls her eyes. She's with her trainer. She rolls her eyes, and she says something, and then she turns. She points at me. We make eye contact, and I can see her mouth say to her trainer, and that guy. But I don't know what else happened because I was gone.
Oh, no.
I was out the door. I was like, no,
oh,
yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because that's embarrassing. Clearly was thinking that you were following her.
Or.
Fuck her then.
No, no. Or my brain, my arrogant, egotistical brain was like, what she was saying to her trainer was.
He's just the best.
And that guy, every time he got too close, he knew to leave. And that's respect. So I only wish her the best. And since we're on the topic of the Spice Girls, in terms of like drugs and alcohol, I do remember watching recently an old episode of either America's Got Idol or Talent Ninja, the Warrior. It's the one where people come up and you know say, I have a lot of talent. Here it is. Please deign to pay attention.
It's America's Got Super AIDS.
Judge me.
Anyway, Scary Spice is on that show.
She's scary.
Oh.
Okay, and I was going to say, like, all through the Spice Girls era, I mean, she's attractive, but she wasn't my go-to.
Yeah.
But seeing her on that show, and now she's all old and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Damn, son. She was... And so now it's like, I want to meet Sporty Spice, not so I can say, hey, remember that time, literally 30 years ago? I want to say to her, hey, you got Scary's number?
Have you guys ever done Spice?
Is that a drug?
Yeah.
Is it old?
No, I think it's newer.
It's supposed to, like, emulate marijuana, but it was legal, and then it caused all sorts of weird psychosis.
No, I had a marijuana dealer back then, and now I can go to a store, so no, never tried it.
Yeah.
She's like, I never had to fucking go there, and like now I really don't.
It's a synthetic marijuana for people who've never actually smoked marijuana.
Ah.
Or else they would have been ruined on the experience.
Yeah, I mean, from all the descriptions, like, oh, yeah, like, it basically fucks with your temperature control, so you feel really hot, and, like, all these other weird things, and you're like, I'll describe all these symptoms when people talk to you about, oh, this is what I feel when I'm smoking, and you're like, that sounds nothing like what you get when you're smoking marijuana. Right. It doesn't matter what strain. So it's strange that they just called it synthetic. It was just legal, it was a legal drug.
What was it,
being sold in convenience stores for a while.
Right, I remember this.
What was it?
It was like in a little package. I remember this, Ryan. It's
some kind of weed.
Well, I think they still sell bath salts like that. I mean, you can get it at a gas station, right?
I hope.
Really?
No, I don't know about it anymore, but that's how they were selling it.
You have to go to Walmart for that.
So, right. What about alcohol, guys? We haven't said a stitch about alcohol.
I have nothing.
Well, because we're all feeling guilty about that part.
Is that what's happening right now? Are we all gonna avoid the alcohol talk?
Jack, we should probably talk about alcohol. Yeah. Maybe in the second hour, because this ain't stopping.
Oh.
Because the van ain't rocking. Wait, no. If the van, we're gonna stop this van.
Oh.
Take a break, but not for 10 minutes. And then rock with some more alcohol. But
let's throw some alcohol on that. Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done a show without me asking this question.
Yeah.
Where are we at? How much time do we have?
We have about 8 minutes left.
Mm. Okay.
7.5.
We're going to save alcohol for the
next I want to talk about drug names. Like, you know, Spice. And what was the other one you guys were called? Hiawaxme?
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca.
It's some sort of plant.
It's like it's in the realm of a hallucinogen that will take you to another place. And I believe either Ryan or Joe, I can't remember who, was described it a little accurately.
Rewiring of neural pathways.
You know, this is ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Where do these names come from, though? I mean...
Your mom?
That's, I think, the actual...
Sorry.
I just pictured Nancy Christ being like, she gets done with a really hardcore trip, and she's like, what is this shit I found growing in the jungle? Ayahuasca. That sound good? Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
It's made from Banty Steroispis Kaki vine.
It's a vine.
It's found in the Amazon basin and is used traditionally in spiritual medicine or ceremonies among the indigenous Amazon people.
I know these things developed over a long time, but I just can't help imagining human beings just walking around biting shit to see what happens.
Gotta find out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a white people thing.
Rainbows. This is a keeper.
I think with weed, it was easy because there were probably fields of the shit somewhere, and then there's a fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, Jesus.
Where is the indigenous
And you've got a bunch of cavemen, and they're like,
That's hardcore.
Human beings have always just shove shit in their face to see what happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, well, I like what happened, so I'm going to do that again. And really, there may be a point, I don't know, 200 years from now, where someone's like huffing up you know, a paint thing at the Huff Paint restaurant. And they're like, I wonder who first thought of this?
The worst restaurant ever.
Who first thought of this? I wonder, because it's not normal, right?
But I think our minds are blown for no reason here. Cavemen are, it's not just I'm looking for something to fuck me up. It's I'm going to die because I'm starving and I'm going to fucking eat all of this stuff. And they kind of are paying attention to one another. It's like, well, grandma ate that fucking thing over there and she just fucking died. So I'm not going to eat that. Yeah. God damn, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat this thing. He doesn't know it, but it's marijuana. And he's like, guess what?
Did you die?
That's kind of fun. And then that's when one caveman goes to the other and goes,
Trust me.
And I think, look, and again, alcohol, that's easy. Fucking stupid animals know how to get drunk. It's fermented fruit. Like, animals figure out in their stupid lifetimes that they're like, when the fruit is rotting off that tree, we should all go to this tree and get fucking loaded together. By the way, that really happens where it's like...
They eat rotten fruit.
Where animals that are normally enemies get together at this tree and they all get fucking loaded.
Looks cool!
Orangutans know how to fish with spears now from watching people, so...
Are you fucking kidding me? Yes!
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Reddit told me.
Crystal meth gators, orangutans with spears.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Next year, tell me koalas are carrying switchblades, so watch the fuck out.
They do have terrible chlamydia, though. You ever seen their...
So much chlamydia.
Really
how
sad.
Did we get to super chlamydia?
What are you talking about?
Yes, koalas in Australia have... It's bad.
But they're so cute.
I know. Yeah. Not when they have chlamydia in the face.
Oh. That's why you don't want to hug and pet
so koala. They like...
Yeah.
They're like really into...
Oh, they fuck all the time.
All their sexual stuff.
Super into banging.
Don't fuck them.
Well,
I guess
koalas are cheaters. They have sex
They
addiction.
Watch Cheaters.
How the fuck did I get chlamydia?
Listen.
Oh, wait. Oh. Forgot we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Visual cues, don't worry.
Wait, what? Oh, gestures. I thought you were going to say you were not allowed to say that word.
Yes.
Like, of course you get
Do we have rules on this podcast?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no gestures because they don't come across very well.
It actually works out pretty good because this is a podcast about itself. For you to use gestures, which motivates you to talk about using gestures, hitting our stride there. It's like being on a really good drug that... See, that's where I was going to go with the whole drugs versus orgasms thing. It's like, orgasms take some work depending on the day or, you know, the night or the amount of alcohol you've had or haven't had or whether or not there are other people in church. It can be a lot of work. but like with drugs, it's just like, and you don't have to worry about another person. Like, honestly, if you're going up to your significant other saying, can we do this a sixth time? And that person says, no, they're normal. Keep them. If they say, oh, thank God, yes, you're both fucked up. So keep them because you belong together. So it's tough to ask your partner for a sixth orgasm. Because then you ask him, be like, well, I'll give you one. And say, yeah, whatever.
Fuck you, Jason.
With the drug,
we have to reciprocate? Oh. Yeah. Oh.
But with the drug, it's like, way too long. You know what? Yeah, give me another brownie. Fuck it. Right?
So we can watch Cheaters in peace.
Aside from the fact that drugs cost money, and so then people eventually, well, sometimes they'll turn to crime in order to afford the drug. Mm. Drugs are kind of too easy. You get the feeling, just you administer the drug, you get the feeling there's no like work or accomplishment that goes along with it, and so people just go right to it. I think that's part of the whole addictive
side. Wow, that's way too loud. No one can hear you. Hang on a second. Jesus.
What happened?
Oh, I hit the Roik stop because we're at an hour.
Nice.
So what we're going to do is you guys are going to talk over the music. Then we're going to take a little break. And if we want to keep recording, we can. And we just do another episode. I can't make our episode too long because iTunes will be like, this is too long. Mm. And my website will be like, this is too big. And other good reasons. So... What were we talking about?
Drugs
and sex. Oh, you're saying that drugs lead to crimes.
Yeah, it's just there's no delayed gratification, so people don't like develop a whole lot of discipline around it, and so they just pursue it all the time. That's what I was
No. No, I know. No, I know what you're saying. So,
that's it. Good night.
Yeah, no. This is weird because listener will tell you that they can't hear the voice up, but I can. I never say you can't. You're listening to the. Are you listening to the? Hey, pay attention,
everyone.
Jesus, get out of my office.
That's
inside
right.
Inside joke. I'm actually looking at the screen like I'm talking to you, but they can't hear the Roik stuff right now, so they don't know whether to talk or not. I can just talk.
I'm still going to talk.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. In fact, I can tell you how much time we have left on the Roik stuff, because then I'll hit stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes. Jesus, we talk.
Hey, about can I say something?
Yeah.
Please.
What a beautiful evening, everyone. I gotta say, roundtable status, fucking legendary. We have Jason in the fucking flesh.
I'm in
touch,
the-
touch.
Yeah.
Touch.
The voice of chocolate love.
That's right.
Apparently, whatever. I didn't make it up. I'm just repeating shit.
That sounds like a very different room.
We have Joey throw a ball.
Joey, throwing ball.
We have Mr. Joe. I love you, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
And
love
we have
touche.
His beautiful wife, Laura Pauline, my BFF lover child. And yeah, this is kind of cool.
Oh, wait a
guys.
Minute. You forgot someone. Shaq.
I can't do the tongue.
This is this is so awesome, and thank you for having me being a part of this. And it's kind of rad having you here in the fucking flesh, my
well,
man.
Well, yeah, I feel very fleshy.
I mean, all the way from the car wash, it's like
that's
so
right.
far away. Like, I'm just saying.
I took 14 buses to get here.
Yep, took a break from the very rigorous business of car washing.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just real quick.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drug?
Wow. Marijuana.
Marriage to who?
Marriage Joanna.
Oh.
Marriage Joanna.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's my favorite drug?
Yes.
Never left me out.
Best trip awesome. I ever had was when I took Vicodin and drank a bottle of wine.
Oh,
really?
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Combo. Cool. We got a combo.
I was
in. I didn't know we could do combos.
It was just like, you could have come up to me and said, your leg's on fire. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my dog.
My leg is on fire.
Favorite drug?
Sore subject.
You can lie, it's on the radio.
No, it's not a lie. It's just right now I'm not doing it, so, you know.
Hey,
all right. Well, I'm never doing it again, but ecstasy is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Hell of a drug. Remember when I was talking about, you ever done a drug and had a goddamn spectacular orgasm that lasted way longer than it should? Ecstasy, kids!
Yeah.
Just say no.
I believe it's called pure MDMA now.
Yeah.
MDMA.
Molly!
All the rage.
How about you, babe? Favorite drug?
Oh, God, I don't know.
We'll pick one.
Probably one that I can do, I guess my favorite would have to be the one I can do more frequently and legally, so alcohol.
Woo! Yeah,
right.
Alcohol and marijuana for
old
me too.
Old school.
Oh, marijuana. I said marijuana.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're allowed to repeat. You
don't. I mean, like,
that's mine.
I want to piggyback off of you. Oh, man. Piggyback off of everyone. Just
I will say, doesn't matter what fucking drug you take, if you're not around the right people,
it sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Laura.
So
that's why I do drugs alone.
Wow.
By the way, for our listeners. Realize this entire show, Ryan has been in a fucking K-hole. He's holding it together really well.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!